Sherry Holohan fulfilled her dream of opening up her very own venue, Corked Wine Bar and Lounge, in November of 2019. After a long career juggling real estate and a job at a pub downtown, Holohan decided that it was finally time to become her own boss.
It was a dream of mine of probably about 15, 20 years ago. I always wanted my own wine bar. I worked at on George Street for almost 18 years, and I just decided not to be almost 50 years old working for somebody else, especially downtown, you know?
But a mere 4 months after their grand opening, a global pandemic hit that would affect the livelihood of many new business owners in the coming years.
Really, it's still exciting and it still has its drawbacks because of the pandemic and, you know, all the shutdowns we've had, and now it's only half capacity, but my doors are still open, so I'm going to get through this one way or another.
Holohan was determined to succeed and fought to keep her business afloat through the trials of the shutdowns. Krista Corner, a lead bartender at Corked, spoke with me about her experiences serving through the pandemic.
January was funny because, of course, even though we were open because we have a food license, nobody came out because everybody was very nervous, you know, COVID. So that's probably about the only time it was very kind of, you know, odd to work because you were, you know, there with no people, really.
Through perseverance and a good attitude, the staff have managed to make it through the tough past few years. Now, with normalcy just on the horizon, they're ready for what the future has to offer.
We're excited, I guess is the best way. We're excited to get back to normal. You know, it's exciting to be able to have full capacity again. It's exciting to know that people will be more relaxed.
And with restrictions being lifted on the 14th of this month, staff are ready to get back into the swing of things. I'm Samantha Butt, Caker News.